All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Word of Grace Church's Sunday morning service. We apologize that we started a little late than we are usually supposed to. We had a very slim setup team this morning. But we're going to start now and we're going to worship Jesus. Amen. I want to read from Psalm 148. You might, you know, be very aware of and know this psalm even by heart. But it says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him from in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts." And it goes on to say, "Praise Him, sun, moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens." And I just want to point out David's position over here. You know, in this psalm, he's actually calling all creation to praise God. Yeah, and the Bible tells us that we are a royal priesthood. Yeah, so we are all equipped with this. I saw this post this week that says, you know, whenever we worship, we remind the devil of the job that he lost. Yeah, that he got fired from. So that is the job that we are so privileged to do, which is to call all creation to His praise. So this morning, it's not just going to be Nawaz, me and Sam who's leading worship. We are all going to lead worship. Okay, we're all going to worship the King Jesus and we're going to lead creation in worshiping Him, because guess what? Everything that has been made by Him. Amen? So we're going to say, you know, like we're going to call all creation to His praise. You know, say sun, moon, wind, stars, you know, everything. It's going to praise King Jesus because He is exalted. There is no other king like Him. Yeah? So let's stand and let's, you know, just worship Jesus and let's just call creation to praise Him. Yeah? Come.
Come on. Praise Him, you heavens and all that's above.
Yes, Lord, we lift your name high. We magnify you, Jesus. There is no one as faithful as you, Lord. We are so grateful, so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Come, let's come to the Lord's table and partake in the bread and the wine. Yeah.
I insisted on this mic because of obvious reasons. Okay. Let's come to the table for breaking of bread. Like Jesus said, we should remember him when we break the bread, right? So the bread represents body of Jesus, which was given so that we could be whole, right? And the wine represents, or the juice represents, the blood of Jesus, which was given for the forgiveness of our sins. Amen. So I am reading from 1 John 2, verse 1 and 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. I am reading from NKJV version. It says, "My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world." So God wants us not to sin, right? And that he wants us to be transformed into his image more and more and more, right? But that's a process. We have not arrived. Have anyone arrived yet? No. So we sin. What happens then? The good news is that we have an advocate. We all have an advocate, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he is with the Father, right? And how does that benefit us? It's right, when we sin, what happens? The accuser of the brethren, the enemy, comes with accusations. You have done this, you have done that, and we feel condemned, sad, guilty, right? Miserable. Or sometimes he uses other people, maybe dear ones, to accuse us, right? So what should we do during that time? We should go to the advocate. The advocate is not like the advocates in Indian judiciary. They sometimes win, sometimes lose. There is no guarantee. But this advocate is perfect, right? He does not need to give any big speech. His presence near the Father is enough to give us victory, right? Why? Next verse says, he himself, that is, this advocate himself is the propitiation of our sins. This word propitiation means an offering given to an offended party. In the Greek, in the original language, the propitiation means an offering given to the offended party to satisfy him. This offended party is the Father. Because of our sins, he was offended. But Jesus' offering has satisfied him. It has satisfied him. All our sins, not our sins, also the sins of the whole world. Amen? So we need not worry about sin, not to be guilty, not to be sad. Right? So today when we come to the breaking of bread, let's remember this amazing sacrifice of Jesus. We need not be guilty, we need not be sad or miserable today. That's the deliverance we have. Okay, so let's remember that and break the bread. And if you have not yet accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please let the elements pass by. Come to any one of us and we will explain to you who Jesus is, what this wonderful Jesus is, and what he has done. Okay, and let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this amazing sacrifice, Abba. Thank you that you have dealt with our sins forever. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for forgiving our sins, Abba. You are our advocate, Abba, and you are sitting on the throne victorious. Thank you, Jesus. We remember that your shedding of the blood has forgiven all our sins, past, present, and future. And because your body was given, we are whole. Thank you, Jesus. I request ushers to pass the elements.
Everything I once felt.
It's time to express our love to God through our giving. So I'll invite Sam to share on the offering.
Yeah. So like Manish said, God's grace is not, he doesn't sprinkle grace, right? He just pours out. So how much more generous should we be in our giving, right? I just want to read a few verses here and there, not full verses. But how many of you believe that when we obey Jesus, there is something in store for us? Always, right? Yes. So in our giving, it's that even giving is two ways. We give to God and we give to others. So the first command is from Romans chapter 12, verse 8. If it is giving, then give generously. So there are no options here. So when we give to God, we give generously. And the blessing we see is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. You will be enriched in every way. It doesn't say we will be enriched only in our finances, you know, because we're giving finances. Not that. In every way, we will be enriched. Be it at your workplace, home, wherever you go, whatever you do, in every way, God is going to enrich you. And what does that result in? In 2 Corinthians, same verse, so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. So God is going to bless us with even more generosity. He's going to fill our hearts with even more generosity, and we will be able to give all the more generously, and not now and then, but on every occasion. And one of those things is, you know, when we give to others, how many of you struggle to give others? Some of us struggle, right? Because we look at our finances. You know, is there a sacrificial giving there? But God is going to bless our hearts so that we would be generous towards others. And the command is, but when you give to the needy, how do we do that? God says, when we give to God, it's generous. But when we give to people, how? Okay, yes. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Okay, that's how we give. Bible teaches us so well. That's how we give. We don't boast about our giving to others. And there is a blessing for that also. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. So let us not just give only to God and stop there, but let's show our love to one another by sharing, by giving. If there is any need, look into it, and then, you know, let us take that one step forward and give, you know, meet others' needs. That's what people in Corinthians did. They shared, whatever they had, they shared. So I just want to encourage you to have faith in God that He is going to bless you for whatever you do.